Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Factors aside from the food itself influence how we review restaurants. Dan Jarafsky, professor of linguistics at Stanford University, is studying the language of online reviews.
The words you use when you write a restaurant review on the web say as much about your own psychology as they do about which dish to order. In a recent study, we used computational linguistics to examine a million reviews on the web and found that when people write a one-star review, they use the language of trauma, precisely the same words used by people writing about tragedies like the deaths of loved ones. For instance, the pronoun we to emphasize a collective sense of grief and solidarity. These terrible reviews are caused by bad customer service rather than bad food, demonstrating that our perceptions are inextricably colored by face-to-face interactions. Reviews of expensive restaurants relied on complex words like sumptuous, unobtrusively, and vestibule to craft the image of the reviewer as well-educated or sophisticated. We eat high-class food not only because it tastes good, but also to signal that we're high-class, too. Positive reviews of expensive restaurants also use metaphors of sex and sensual pleasure, such as orgasmic pastry or seductively seared foie gras, demonstrating our sensuous, hedonistic nature. But positive reviews of cheap restaurants and foods instead employed metaphors of drugs or addiction. These cupcakes are like crack. The wings are addicting. Why the difference? We're embarrassed about eating French fries and chocolate. Foods that we crave aren't vegetables. We talk about food as an addiction when we're feeling guilty. By placing the blame on the food, we're distancing ourselves from our own sin of eating fried or sugary snacks. The cupcake made me do it. In fact, women are more likely than men to use these drug metaphors, suggesting that they are especially pressured to conform by healthy or low-calorie eating. When you write a review on the web, you're providing a window into your own psyche. And together, we're giving researchers millions of pieces of data to help better understand the human experience of the world.
That was Dan Jarafsky of Stanford University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.